Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tulamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, there's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking for the two-minute grill than Carlos Narvaez. And so I want to talk to you about something that I think is underappreciated in some baseball players, and that's toughness, fighting through injuries and just knowing like how to function. You're a tough guy. So how did you learn? When did you learn to do that? I know that's a big question, but sometimes guys learn how to fight through injuries, right?
Yeah, I think that's a tough question for sure, but like I say, I may answer that with, the passion that we have for the game, the love that we have for the game, like how good we are right now in the good moment that we are, you know what I mean? Like, don't matter how you feel. Of course, if not a major injury, like if you play with some issue, if you can get through that, like I think you gotta do it. So that's the whole mindset of it. As soon as I feel great to contribute with the team in both ways, that's I can play. You know what I mean? That was my mindset 10 days ago when I was a little like with some issues on my knee. Mm-hmm. Thank God I don't feel that any pain right now. Mm-hmm. So that's a really good sign, like really good confidence by myself that I don't feel any pain now. But like I say, like bro, when in that mindset, I don't want to get off the field. You know what I mean? I want to compete mm-hmm. with this special group. We got a really good group right now. Like the vibes are really high here. So. Like when you feel that when you have that, that's something special. So I never, even when I feel really pain 10 days ago, I never thought, okay, I need to be off for a couple of weeks or whatever. I always trying to, okay, I'm going to be good. And the amazing staff, trainer staff that we have here, you know, helped me in those days. So thank God we don't have any pain right now. And we got a lot of games left and big games coming up.
When I always cite Adrian Beltre as a guy who played through injuries. I don't know if you witnessed or played with or watched or a guy that you said, okay, I can appreciate, like, man, that's the guy I want to be to fight through. And it's, first of all, it's great that you got through what you got through, but you have to get through it, right? Yeah. And keep. So was there anybody?
Just close. I can tell you, I talked to Tech when I feel really bad in those days, because of course I was afraid. I don't want to lie. I was scared. I always been a healthy guy, especially with my knees. You know what I mean? So I was really scared in those days. And I talked to him. He just told me like, bro, you think like I never feel pain when I was catching? I played my whole career with some issues. So it's like, if you can do it, just do it. You know what I mean? Like that's not a major thing or whatever. So he got me confident on it. Like, of course, it's not the first time that you feel something. Every baseball player, especially in a long season, you wanna feel something. Like. It's a lie if you say, no, I'm 100%. You always going to feel something, but I think that's part of it. You know, it's a big season. It's a long season. It's a lot of games. We play at 7 p.m. and we're going to play 1 p.m. now. So it's a lot of ups and downs, but like I said, the passion for the game and, like, how proud can you be to be here? Like, that's every pain is going to be gone when you have that mindset.
is two things. When you were worried, like, that was, how worried were you? And second of all, how happy were you? I don't know when it went away, when they said, hey, listen, you are going to be able to play through this.
I mean, no, those days, bro, I was scared. I think a lot of things, like, oh, man, I don't. Because, like I said, I always been healthy guy. Of course, it's my first full season in the big leagues, but I played nine years in the minors, so always been a healthy guy. So, but after that, I just talked with the trainer staff. I just said, bro, give me a couple days, because I think this may be gone at some point. So they did it. They trust me, and they've been working so hard since that day. I think that was 10 days ago. I couldn't remember right now. But so, like I say, after, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days after, the pain was gone. So it's like, okay, bro, I don't feel anything. So I'm super happy. So like a relief, to be honest. Because, like I say, in those moments, bro, it's a lot of, like, my fearful season, like, finally made the team. Like, the team is in a really good place right now, and you don't want to get out of this special team. So happy that, you know, any pain is gone right now. So, bro, like I say, like, 33 games left, and we got a big games coming up, and this group is special, and we see big things coming up.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.